Demolishing abandoned buildings causing blight in Detroit, that has been a priority of Mayor Duggan and the Detroit Land Bank Authority. State and local regulations require contractors to completely remove all demolition debris after they tear down a building, to cart that debris to an approved landfill, and then fill the open holes with clean, approved dirt. A Chicago demolition company that works with the Detroit Land Bank Authority is now under scrutiny for allegedly not following those rules. Detroit Free Press reporter Kat Stafford has been working on this story. Kat, who's the company and what is it accused of doing?
So this company is McDonough Demolition, Inc. As you stated, it is a Chicago-based company. This is a newer company to the Land Bank's demolition program, and this company is at risk of losing more than $15 million in scheduled demolition work after allegations surfaced that it tore down several homes and then buried the debris under dirt.
So not carting all the debris away as it's supposed to.
Correct.
And how did this come to light, Kat?
So that is an interesting part. The city told me that a city employee was the one to uncover this. The city touted its internal quality controls, but multiple sources told me that this came to light after a former employee of the company actually went to the land bank and shared some photos of the debris that was improperly placed underground. So there's a bit of a conflict right now as to how this actually was uncovered.
And you did some digging, and as we see in your report in the Free Press today, McDonough has done some 90 demolitions in Detroit since it started working here in December, and you reviewed the projects and turned up some questions about bidding awards. What did you find?
Yes. So the city has on its website an open data portal. I took that data and I went through about 80 or so records, and I found that half a dozen of these contracts that this company was awarded exceeded the $25,000 federal ceiling that has been set on these federal funds. At least two of these properties, they were set to be awarded more than $40,000 to demolish a single-family home.
Okay. And what about the city's response to this scrutiny and to these accusations against McDonough?
So the city is saying that it's, you know, responding swiftly, that the company is facing severe penalties as well as potentially being kicked out of the program. But at least one city official, City Council President Pro Tem Mary Sheffield, as well as a state agency that actually oversees the city's demolition program, they are questioning why this wasn't caught sooner. So there are a lot of questions right now. The city is investigating this, but the state is demanding that the city give them a full rundown and report to explain just how this happened and why these violations weren't caught during its routine inspection process.
Kat, earlier this month you had a big, big story about a widening federal criminal probe into Detroit's demolition program, particularly focusing on the question, was contaminated dirt used to fill these demolition holes in Detroit, even at times dead animals? Is that story separate from today's debris issue, or is there reason to believe this is all kind of connected?
That is a great question. You know, that report actually came out just 2 weeks ago, so this kind of is a follow-up story to that, because concerns are being raised yet again. Is the city doing enough to monitor its backfill procedures? Is there a strong enough backfill policy in place to prevent instances like this from happening? You know, that first story was really looking at, you know, where did contractors get the dirt from? And now the second story is saying, okay, who's monitoring the dirt once these contractors come to fill the holes? So it's a big issue right now. There are a lot of concerns from residents, council members, and even environmental experts right now.
In fact, in your story, you quote City Council President Pro Tem Mary Sheffield. What does she want to have happen as these reports build? What's she calling for?
So Council President Pro Tem Mary Sheffield, in my story today, she is calling for the company's contracts to be pulled, but more significantly, she is calling for the city to have control over the demolition program again. Right now, the program is under the oversight of the Detroit Building Authority and the Detroit Land Bank Authority, and Sheffield is saying that she believes the city needs to be overseeing this directly because of all of these recurring instances that I've been reporting as well as others. She's also calling for the company's wrecking license to be revoked and for the company to essentially be banned from doing business in the city. So there's a lot happening right now.
And what are you going to be most closely watching, Kat Stafford?
Oh, as this investigation heats up, I am watching to see what's next, what the feds are looking at, and I'm going to be keeping a watchful eye on this process. You know, I'm getting a lot of tips right now from concerned residents, so there will be more to come.
Detroit Free Press reporter Kat Stafford, thanks so much, Kat.
Thank you.